Backseat Producers, episode number 312, Nebraska. Backseat Producers.
Womp, womp, womp. Mm-hmm.
So, next week, Wolf of Wall Street, then American Hustle.
Great choices. Sure.
The only reason I'm delaying on American Hustle is because I don't have time this weekend to watch it, and Julie wants to watch it also.
Okay. So we'll synchronize schedules.
Is it not available on video yet?
It is available on Redbox.
Okay.
Oh, Redbox.
Both of them are.
I thought Nebraska was going to be available on Netflix.
Mm. But, well, I got it from iTunes.
I got it from Redbox.
No, I wasn't going anywhere with that. That was
we were
common
gonna
not designed to start a conversation.
This was gonna happen last week, but we had the illness in the house, the strep. I just thought it was safer just not to. I thought that was for the best.
I appreciate it. We don't have the rabies in my house.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, that is good. We're past the 8-day quarantine.
Nice.
So hooray for us.
Any nibbles yet on the on the cat?
The best lead I got was yours. It was like 8 hours away. I'm like, yeah, I'm not driving 8 hours for this.
They said they'd put it on a plane and pay for it.
What?
Here's what's going to end up happening.
I know that Melina would probably not be.
No, here's what's going to end up happening. We're going to end up keeping this cat. I already know that's what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. We rescued another cat.
Oh.
It had been gnawed upon
by
other animals. Like it was missing an ear and something had like chewed on its tail. It was really small, and then, like, just one random Monday night, it had come to our window, and, like, every time we'd looked at it before, it would scamper away and run away.
Yeah.
Well, this one Monday, like, it stood out there and was there long enough for Melina to start petting it, and then it's, like, instantly went from skittish animal to super affectionate cat.
Yeah.
And so, like, was there at the window.
It's your domestication.
Now. So Melina's like, all right, I'm going to grab it, and I'm going to take it to the vet. So she grabs it and like she scruffs it and she pulls it in to put it into the carrier. Mm-hmm. When she puts it in and lets go, it just like flips and then climbed up her arm and ran out the door. And so like for an hour and a half, it was just her moping around the condo. What if he dies tonight? And I let it go. I'm like, yeah, when I tell you you can be a little rougher when you scruff the cats, this is exactly what I'm talking about. So,
So
it came back. It came back
like for punishment.
Yeah, and then I started petting it, and I'm like, "Are we doing this?" She's like, "Yeah, I'll take it to the vet right now." All right, so I brought it in, and of course, she never took it to the vet. So then we got it. It's been in our basement ever since.
Nice.
Cat's ears now.
Yeah. So I'm like, "Yeah, we can't keep this cat." That was a nice 2-day argument. We can't keep this cat.
What are you doing down here?
What happened to your shirt?
There's band-aids upstairs. In our room, yeah.
Why, are you guys looking for a cat?
We cannot have cats.
But you haven't seen this picture yet.
No, I'm sure it's adorable. We cannot own cats for allergy reasons.
I think once you see the picture, you're going to forget about the allergies.
Well.
So, considering this cat was chewed on, please tell me that the name is Cunnilingus.
No, it's Muddy Buddy. Because it's like
not
orange.
The same.
No, it's not.
Muddy Buddy. Oh, Muddy Buddy.
Yeah, I saw.
Yeah,
I've seen all the pictures.
Yeah, there have been many. Come on, Tony.
Yep, that's a cat.
That's a cat. Yeah,
I recognize that as a feline.
That is a feline. It has 1.5 years.
Nice. We rebuilt.
I do like deformed pets, but can't.
Would have to undergo plastic surgery.
All splotchy and looks really bad. Like somebody threw paint at a cat and then it just stuck. So
that's kind of awesome.
Mm. trying to keep my distance from this animal.
Because you might get attached to it.
It's too late.
Yeah.
When we named it before, it was too late.
Yeah. You named it before it moved in. I remember you talking about Muddy Buddy before. Yeah.
But we named all the cats in the neighborhood. Oh, one of them just had kittens again. Melina sent me a picture of the kittens. Like, her and the prostitute found the kittens out in the rocks. So when I got home, they were outside conspiring. I walked upstairs. I'm like, hey, I gotta watch this movie for BSP tonight, so don't... Like, I got stuff to do. Like, I don't have time to jack around with additional cats that we're not keeping. So I don't know where that's gonna go, but...
Good luck.
Yeah, I assume we're gonna have 20 cats by the end of the year at the rate of growth of cats in our house.
Exponential cat growth. It's like that game Life. They just keep multiplying over and over.
I hope you're getting them all spayed.
Well, how do you get them all? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Nope, that's what I got.
All right.
Nebraska.
What'd you think?
It's black and white, Tony.
It sure was.
This movie was depressing, Tony. Really depressing.
All right.
But I learned how to play Hey There, Delilah while I watched it.
Well, that's a good thing.
It is a good thing.
That is not a good thing.
Why? That's the panty dropper.
Ugh, for the wrong kind of woman.
No.
You know what?
I'm making judgment calls right now.
You know
now.
What?
Listen.
The first time I ever heard that song, I didn't hear the song. I heard a parody version of the song called Hey There, Vagina.
Well, I learned that one too.
Yeah.
Listen, I learned Hey There, Delilah. Mm-hmm. I learned Behind Blue Eyes by The Who. So you know what? I'm covered. I'm covered.
Yeah.
That covers 95% of women.
And Brown Eyed Girl.
Brown Eyed Girl will guarantee that you get the 100%.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the 100%. Daryl, what'd you think of the movie?
Kind of hard to watch, but it kind of grows on you after a while. You just got to see how it all ends. Other than that, it's decent. It's good drama.
Jolie?
I loved it. I thought it was great. I thought it was not depressing.
What?
Yeah, I did not find it at all depressing.
Mm.
And, there's a lot of stuff about it that I really loved.
Tony?
I thought it had pacing problems, but I thought it was funny. Like, there were some laugh-out-loud moments in it. But all in all, I thought there were some issues with pacing that it could have been tightened up. There were stretches where it just felt like nothing was going on. And
it was intentional.
It might have been intentional, but it didn't tell me anything about the story. And it didn't build any character moments. It just showed me stuff going on that really didn't matter.
Yeah, the director seems to have a very big love affair with lots of background shots. Lots of establishing shots. They're beautiful to watch.
Yeah.
But like you say, they just pad out the movie.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. You mean Bob Odenkirk?
No, I mean Saul Goodman.
It was Saul.
Yes, I mean Bob Odenkirk.
He's so much more than Saul, though.
So, why was it depressing?
Because Alzheimer's runs in my family, and I'm going to end up being that old man, and that's really depressing. That's really depressing to me.
You really sure of that?
Glimpsing into the future.
I don't think he has so much Alzheimer's. I mean, having lived with that alcoholic for long enough, I can tell you that's kind of the way they get sometimes when they're really coming off the sauce. I think he had a whole bunch of things we saw in this movie. He had not only the alcoholism, the post-traumatic stress disorder.
And he had a whole lot of don't give a fuck.
And he was a guy who was just totally beaten down by life.
He had the asshole. He definitely had the asshole. So there's no treatment for that.
I mean, this guy is a total pill to be around. I mean, Bruce Dern pretty channeled this character very well.
And I didn't see Alzheimer's.
I saw Alzheimer's.
No.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I
saw a disconnected memory problems that come from alcoholism and not paying attention to life going by him.
Yeah, I see some like problems with grandiosity and maybe some confusion, but none of that necessarily spelled Alzheimer's to me, which is why I never chalked it up to Alzheimer's.
I think the family used that kind of as an excuse to excuse away the alcoholism for other people's benefit. Like at the end when she's like, "Oh, does he have problems?" And he's like, "Oh, yeah."
I don't know, just they implied at the beginning of the movie that he wasn't drinking anymore. Like when he was
drinking, it's only beer.
No, when he was living at the house, like the first place. That was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not to sensationalize that guy's problems, but that was awesome.
That's not beer, it's light.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Really interesting part of this movie was essentially how animated the women all were and how just totally bland all the men were. I mean, this whole family seemed to be, well, no, the whole extended family tend to be all like zombies at times. I mean, there's that one scene where they're all sitting in front of the TV set.
Watching football.
Watching football. And like,
how long was the drive? I have had that exact, like I've had that exact moment in my family so many goddamn times.
You still driving a Chevy?
Somebody walks in like,
who cares?
Did it rain on the trip?
That was a good car. Yeah, it was.
Till it stopped running.
And then
it run forever.
Long pause. And then somebody asks, well, what's the score? And then somebody talks about the score. And then
who's playing?
Really long pause. Yeah.
The look on Will Forte's face during that whole scene was the best part.
I'm in hell.
Yeah. It's like, I don't understand where I am, who these people are, or why I'm still sitting here, but I feel like I'm stuck now. His face just spoke that.
Yeah, so there were a lot of things that I liked. Like, it nailed having that dick family. Like, my dad's family is that family. Like,
yeah.
You're supposed to have, like, shysters and hucksters and, like, everything about that, I oh, these people are awful. Anything to do with those
people. Well, they're not only awful, they're awful to each other.
It also, one of the things it also nailed was that moment when you're an adult, when you learn that your parents were people before they had children, and that they have this life that you had no clue about, and you're not really sure that you want to know all the details of, but man, there they are staring you right in the face.
I don't know. That was a kind of revealing moment when he was at the newspaper office talking to the editor there.
Yeah. And that was good. I said, oh, yeah. I liked that.
Me and him, your father had a thing going on and whatnot. And, oh, by the way, do you know he was in Korea? And he said, no, he never, you know, like all this detail just comes pouring back in. But this whole guy's life is a complete mystery to these kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because for the longest time, he was just dad, and then he was just drunk dad.
Right. But then again, I think that there was that, I think Will Forte had to encounter so many horrific moments, like having that woman tell her that they broke up because she wouldn't round third base, or every moment of dialogue with June Squibb.
She's a bitch.
That was awesome.
Oh, she's so awesome in that role, though. Yes. I mean, she's so perfect.
No, that was great. I loved it. Every second of it.
But yeah, every little bit of like,
you see what you could have had?
Yeah, just stop talking about wheat. Seems to be a whole problem in there. In that whole community seems to be kind of like really bland bunch.
Right, which is why she picked up those traits, and I know I've met these women before, that it's like you can't talk about one single person without, okay, well, here are the gory details.
Mm-hmm.
Let's, you know.
Oh yeah, the kitchen scene with her and the aunt fixing lunch. Yes, I've heard that conversation so many times.
Yes.
Well, wait, what? The kitchen conversation of, he's doing that because of the rape. No, it was a sexual assault. It's different. You've heard that conversation a lot?
No, I've heard similar conversations about back and forth about who's doing who to what or did something 30 years ago, and they just keep bringing it up over and over
who's
and over.
Who's having financial troubles and who's cheating on whom and who is a whore and, you know, all that kind of stuff. It's just normal stuff that you talk about.
All the family dirt that just gets dredged up and thrown around.
The family, the family talk where the people in the kitchen are talking shit about the people in the living room. And then when you go into the living room, the people in the living room are talking shit about the people in the kitchen.
Well, in my experience, the people in the living room aren't talking because they're watching football.
Well, that's, yeah. Well, there's people in the living room. Then there's people like near the bar who are drinking and not paying attention.
Yeah.
Yeah. And most of that turns into just complaining about the people who are in the kitchen, not so much talking about them.
Right. This is why I don't see a lot of my family.
Ball busting.
My family. See, I go to 2 family reunions every year, both on the same weekend. So I get from both sides. Actually, it's kind of interesting. They're big enough that it's all spread around.
You go cruising for chicks?
Yeah.
If it's big enough.
Well, we're not from Arkansas. We're from Kentucky.
I remember being in high school and going to family weddings with, you know, because we're the ones from out of town. So we go to our in-town cousins and we're like, all right, So which ones are on our side of the family? Which
ones are?
Because you don't know. Because we're the ones that don't know. So we don't know which ones are our extended family or not.
Aww.
Well, because then there's the in-laws who we're not related to at all. Except by the wedding that just happened.
Nothing about this seems... I feel exactly the way his face looks.
I quickly determined...
These were also 15-year-olds talking about this, so nothing was going to happen. It was all just...
You told me I was
hormones 15. And boisterousness.
Arguably, I'm still 15, so I understand.
arguably, you're still 13.
The big scandal in our family was... so I'm like the oldest of our generation across the board, and the next one down is a chick that's like a cousin or it's like a second cousin or something, and then she got pregnant by a black guy. Like, that was the big scandal. I'm like, why do you people care about that? All right, we're done here.
We had that one. We had the cousin.
Racist people.
We had the cousin. There was two cousins who ran away from home who were like missing for years. One of them. One of them who got arrested giving head to truckers.
Nice.
Like for money.
Oh, for money, you say. Not for fun.
It wasn't for funsies, no.
Oh, okay. Tony, in my mind, is this a guy or a girl?
It's a girl.
In my mind, this chick was just using that to get around the country.
No.
Like, having a hobo adventures, because that actually really...
That would actually be kind of interesting.
Maybe not giving head to truckers, but the rest of that story really appeals to me.
Well, then how are you going to get these rides?
Trust me, I have a sharp wit and beautiful hair.
And a pretty male.
We all saw Jay and Silent Bob.
Listen, pretty much everything George Carlin ever told me is gospel.
Yeah. When George Carlin did that, that was the best.
It was the best. George Carlin. I miss George Carlin.
You've mentioned that before.
Yeah.
Yes.
And also, I want to mention this. Part through the movie there, we were talking with he keeps talking about this his business partner, Ed, who, stole his air compressor, 40 years ago and never gave it back. And we finally meet Ed. And Ed doesn't seem like a really bad guy. In fact, he's pretty normal until he starts coming on about, the money Woody owed him for, 20 years. I mean, 40 years ago, that's why he stole the air compressor. And then we find the guy turns into a bigger dick later on when he sits there and just starts telling him all the bad things that happened beforehand. And of course, it fills in a lot of details about why he's that way. But gee, did he have to just bring this up constantly until he finally just gets into the role of just humiliating him? And you find out this Ed character really was a total dick.
Stacy Keach plays a dick.
I know.
He does. Like nobody else. He is really good at being a cock and an asshole all at the same time.
I think that was the hallmark of this movie. Just so many assholes.
There was a lot of terrible, terrible people.
Yeah, yeah. And that's kind of what I liked about
it. I'm beginning to wonder.
The brother cousins who were just like linebackers.
So what kind of car you drive? Yeah.
To me, the most egregious
thing... Is that a Jap car?
No, I believe it's Korean.
To me, the most egregious thing that Stacy dude did was stand so close when he was talking to him in the bathroom. Like, that, like, bothered me. I was like, God, back up, you dick!
That's intentional.
Stop standing so close! Ugh.
Yeah, because you've been in that situation where that drunk guy is that close and you can just smell the fumes.
Usually I am that guy. It's the worst.
Kind is.
You can see why they moved to Montana just to get away from this bunch.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's why I moved to Montana.
You get away from this bunch.
It's not far enough.
I think Daryl's saying he's going to hunt you down and eat you. That's what I'm getting out of this conversation.
He'd hunt me down like the most dangerous prey.
Naked and afraid.
Naked and afraid. Oh, Tony, it's back.
I know it is. Oh. I've been watching it. The season premiere. So they're like, so we're going to the Amazon.
Okay, this is the one I haven't seen, because I recorded the one before it, but not that one. The one where they're in Madagascar.
Yeah, I saw that one too.
Yeah, I didn't record the second one, but like when the opening starts off, I don't know what this chick's deal is, but if we hook up, we hook up.
Yeah.
Oh my God, this is not how you start this whole thing. And there's some natural male reactions to seeing a naked woman. I hope that doesn't happen. Oh, this has already started wrong.
Yeah.
That you are not focusing on the right things for this 21 days naked in the wilderness
thing. The Amazon one starts, they're like, all right, so we had two people picked. As one guy was being driven to the location, he freaked out and turned around. They made him turn around and go back. He didn't even get out there.
Wow.
So 4 days later, three or four days later, they get a replacement in. Mm-hmm. So the replacement comes in, the two people get out there, 4 days, and she quits.
Was it that hot redhead chick?
I don't remember.
Because that was the previews I saw for the next episode. I was like, damn.
And then the next,
this guy was right to be worried.
The next day, that guy quit.
Oh, that's weird.
So they have nobody. So they bring out two people who were on a previous season at different, and these people have never met each other, and they get out there. They go to the campsite and they're like, man, this is terrible. You're in the Amazon and you're at the convergence of two rivers that combine into another one. This is just Mosquito Central. That's the reason they quit. It's like, this was dumb. These people were stupid. That's why they quit. And then these two new people go on for the 21 days.
You don't know what the show is? You're making that face.
I've never
seen it. Oh, it's okay. The best.
So the premise of the show,
I'm kind of vaguely aware as to what it is, but
they take two people and they strip them naked and then they send them out into the wilderness to survive for 21 days.
Yeah, I'm kind of getting that. Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's it.
That's it. They're allowed to bring one item of their choosing. So some people choose like a machete. Some people choose like a fire starter.
Those are the reasonable people. I saw one guy bring a snorkel, like one of those face mask snorkel things. What are you doing? What is this? Can't eat that.
Yeah. Ugh. And they have nothing else. They give them a map and say, here's where you are. 21 days from now, you need to be here. And it's like 3 to 5 miles away. And that's your extraction point.
Go.
But the extraction point has no food, no shelter, and no water near it. So you have to find someplace else to set up camp. And then on the last day or two, make the journey.
Yeah, it's the best because the men are almost always useless.
Yeah. They always, find that's
it's
often
pretty,
the
it's
case.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah.
One of the ones last season was great. They were on this tropical beach, and this guy was like as pale white as anyone I've ever seen. They showed him over a course of like 5 minutes walking along the beach, and you could see his skin like turn red. To the point where he was like, I need to get in shade now. And he had heat exhaustion for the next like 2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
Skin was blistered. It was awesome.
Other
burner, I sympathize.
These other two people, they were, I don't remember where they were, but they were in some like Cambodia or some like somewhere where you don't drink the water. And they could not get a fire going to purify the water. So the chick was just like dehydrated and suffering from like lack of water, and like so the guy left her there, and then he went off, and then he's like, I'm gonna drink from this stream, I'm just not gonna tell her. So he drinks from the stream, and then like 2 days later,
dysentery.
They have to carry him out because he almost dies. It was pretty fantastic.
It's pretty awesome.
It was really good.
Oh god.
It was really good.
The one guy who like takes 2 or 3 steps outside of their makeshift shelter and takes a dump. So they're like flies and other parasites just hovering.
It's
best.
Fantastic. Yeah.
It really is pretty fantastic.
Anyway.
And it's back. It's new. It's all new.
Yeah. I'd watch the old ones.
What
probably.
Network is this on?
Discovery Channel.
Discovery. That's it. Discovery. Mm.
They have this they have Naked and Afraid uncensored, but it's not actually uncensored. They still censor everything.
So then why is it just longer?
I think so. I don't know.
It's like pop-up video. They had,
is that what that is?
I think so.
Because they have the tweets that show up there.
Yeah. There's also...
Stop it!
There's also Naked After Dark, which is like Talking Dead. It's really terrible. It's like,
I don't know why people need to have these talk shows after the show talking about the show. What?
And this one is even worse. Like, I didn't watch it. It was on, like, when I started the episode of Naked and Afraid, I was watching, I watched like the last minute of that after show. And the guy's like, yeah, so we're talking about stuff with these two over here. just drinking a bottle of beer.
You know, all right, well, now I understand.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'd watch the show uncensored, Tony. Don't think I
would. Oh, yeah.
I would watch these shows uncensored.
Yeah.
in a big way.
Flopping things, yeah, things flopping around
everywhere. And, yeah.
Flapping around and flopping around. Yeah.
I find the sunset blocks distracting. I'm watching the show to watch two naked people survive in the wilderness. God damn it. I want to see some wieners. I want to see some vaginas.
There'd be an impressive amount of ball sack if.
Oh my God.
Because whenever they
a
show
lot of the shots are from behind.
From
too,
behind.
Right?
Oh, because God.
Climbing up rocks.
They
and
don't
stuff?
Censor ass.
They don't censor ass. So you see a lot of ass.
You see a lot of ass. No. And full on crack and cheeks and everything else. Aww. But then between the guy's legs,
you'll see like a little sliver of the censor bar.
And it's not a bar, it's just fuzzed out.
Which I would find immensely disturbing. Well,
yeah, no.
It's awesome.
It is awesome.
All right.
The premise is so ridiculous.
Yep. And inevitably, one of the people is like super religious. Like,
well, that always goes over well.
This one guy was Mormon and newly married, and they're in. That I think it was Madagascar, yeah. Because it was getting to be like 108 at 4 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And then by like 9 o'clock at night, it was 60 degrees. And right. And the temperature is still dropping. He's like, she's like, God damn it. Body heat would have been nice. We could have shared body heat. It's our first night out here. And then they're showing his interview. I made one promise with my wife. We talked about it. We prayed over it. And I said, you know, we agreed. No cuddling.
What? Wait, that was the one promise you made?
Wow.
So, what I loved about that episode was the chick was like, I'm really in the nature. And like, I don't want to disturb the eco balance.
That
and the
was
guy
so
was like
great.
Overly aggressive. Like, yeah, I don't care. I'll kill the animals. I'll do whatever. So like, if they find this cave and it's like infested with black widows. And so they've got black widow egg sacs everywhere. And he's like, yeah, we got to get these out of here because they could hatch and bite us at any time. She's like, well, I really don't want to disturb the eco balance.
And this was day two. This was day two.
Day one, she says, I don't want to disturb the eco balance.
And
they
day
spend
two,
the night.
No, they didn't get there until day two.
Okay, they didn't get there until day two. Yeah. They spend one night there, and the next day she's like, yeah, we got to burn these guys out of here.
So they build this torch, and he's like, do you want to do it? Yes.
Yeah,
give it to me.
That was pretty awesome.
Yeah, she changed her tune real quick.
Yeah, well, they spent a night in the cave with no fire.
And no cuddling.
So it was just them, and they knew the Black Widows were nearby.
Well, she also a scorpion.
Yeah, she was laying a scorpion or something.
Scorpion like crawled over her.
Yeah, this is why the men are mostly useless. The women, you're practical real quick. Yeah, we gotta burn these spiders out of here.
Yeah, it was pretty great.
Anyway, Nebraska. Sorry.
Yeah.
Nebraska, it was a good movie, but it did suffer. I felt it kind of suffered from some pacing problems. I just thought
there,
it was,
okay, so
there was some slowness that I think could have been edited out. I mean, I understand that they were going for like that slow burn travel feel a few times.
This is one of the times when I really did not mind. I mean, I actually kind of appreciated that.
I didn't mind the pacing problems either.
I didn't mind it at all. And I sort of feel like if you compare that with other Alexander Payne movies.
Oh, are you going to do this now with other movies from this guy?
What are you familiar with
no.
his other movies? Nope. He's made great movies. He made Citizen Ruth, which I really love.
Never heard of it.
Election, which is fantastic.
Made up.
Election? With Reese Witherspoon?
Oh, I saw that.
Matthew Broderick?
I fell asleep.
That's available
that.
On Netflix.
I want to say I fell asleep during that.
I saw the picture for that on the Netflix.
Julie rented it and I didn't watch it.
It's so good. It's like one of my favorite. I love that movie. And then Sideways, which I'm assuming. Really? Mm-hmm. Really? Sideways?
I know
really.
Of it, but I've never seen it.
How is it that you have not seen Sideways?
Sideways is the wine.
Have you
one,
seen
isn't
Sideways?
I have not seen
isn't
it.
Sideways the one about the wine and the cheating?
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
It's how I'm just I'm yeah, really because I'm like how is it that you haven't seen it? Was great. It was so good. Thomas Hayden Church, Paul Giamatti,
who?
Paul Giamatti. Sandman from Spider-Man 3.
Can't remember that movie.
Well, that's if right. I showed you a picture, you would know who he was. I think. Sandra Oh and
Virginia Madsen,
that's right.
Not selling me on this cast of people I don't know.
Sandra Oh, isn't she the one that's on Grey's Anatomy?
Yes.
Yeah, that's why I didn't see that movie.
And was the director
I can't
one
stand her.
Yes, and was married to Alexander Payne at one point.
Oh, is that how it's going to be?
Well.
Because I can't stand her.
Really? Why?
I hate her character on that show so much that it affects my feelings for her as a person.
Well, she was in Sideways before she was on that show. So and I've never seen Grey's Anatomy. So my recollection is she was the character from Sideways.
Well,
and she was...
awful lot of white people in this cast, so I'm not really interested in seeing this movie.
Sandra Oh is not.
Yeah, Sandra Oh is way not
Korean American.
She's pretty white Asian.
Oh no. You can't. No. So I'm just like, it's a good one. I highly recommend it. It's a really, really good movie.
All right, I'll add it to my list that keeps getting longer because I never watch any of the movies on it.
Definitely.
I don't. Go ahead.
So in the context of like his prior movies, and now I sort of feel like, oh, now I'm an asshole because I'm going to talk about all these movies that I assume people have seen, but
nobody's ever seen any of those movies.
Of course, I've seen them. So surely other people have. And who didn't see Sideways? My parents loved Sideways. So if my parents have seen it, if my parents took the time to see it, then, you know, a lot of other people have. It was good.
Exactly what a terrorist would say.
Great.
But didn't you say your parents were hippies?
Yeah, but they have Netflix.
I guess even hippies have Netflix.
Netflix.
What's the world coming to?
It doesn't have Netflix.
They're a little snobby about movies. They know what's up. So, but yeah, if what?
Is it genetic?
I don't know. Maybe.
I am not a. I'm not a snob, man. I just love everything.
All right, so
I thought you were going somewhere.
Yeah, you were trying to talk about his other movies.
I know, because I'm thinking about this.
Impact you. Because
pretend
we have. When we go to the trivia night, I would not let our ignorance hold you back.
Well,
We could be pretty ignorant, especially when they get questions wrong. Oh, we get really ignorant when they get questions wrong.
So, I'll just say this. So the story of Sideways is. It's kind of similar in that it is also a, you know, I guess you could call it a road trip movie because it's about the two main characters, Paul Giamatti and Thomas Hayden Church, driving to wine country.
I do like Paul Giamatti.
Yeah, and he's really good in this one. And it's also very, because it's like the setting is very important because they're in wine country, so they have to talk a lot about wine and they have to show a lot of wine and then there's a lot of like wine porn in there if that's your thing and I myself am not a wine
I think
fan,
I have a so. Different definition of wine porn than you probably do.
Maybe now I kind of want to know like what is your definition of wine porn look like? Jeez. It's that same sort of story. It's like it's very, very character driven. And then there are these moments that are just so hilarious. And I sort of look at it like the biggest laugh I got from Nebraska was that moment when Bob Odenkirk showed up at the family gathering and they're all sitting watching football. And
really? Not the mom?
Well, I guess that probably had been ruined because I'd already seen it.
Consistently.
Yeah, no, she definitely made me laugh.
Well, Judy Squibb steals every scene she's in.
Right, right. But the moment that made me laugh was just that moment because it was just like, oh, I've been in that moment before.
And I think many of the audience connected at that moment. Oh, I've been in that situation.
Yes, exactly, exactly. And it's sort of similar to Sideways in that Sideways is kind of slow. It's very character driven and it's a lot of establishing shots, but... You know, and it's sort of one of those things where I'm going to forgive a lot of slowness if there's a lot of payoff. And I feel like in both instances, there was a lot of payoff at the end. Like I felt like it wrapped in a way that that really made sense, that was really satisfying. So I'm going to forgive an awful lot of slowness.
You know what was satisfying to me?
Yeah.
That Bob Odenkirk wasn't the shitty brother stereotype I just assumed he was going to be from the beginning of the movie.
Because they could have played him that way. And they didn't.
Yeah. Like, I assumed he was going to show up at the quasi-family reunion and just be a dick. But him and Will Forte never fought.
Yeah.
Which I assumed was coming. And they generally seemed to get along with each other.
Yeah.
Like, even in the beginning when he's like, hey, I saw you on the news. You did a good job. Thanks. Like, there wasn't anything weird there.
Yeah.
I thought this was going to go somewhere weird.
It was very, it was very real.
Yeah.
And right.
Their relationship was very real. Exactly. Even though they didn't agree on everything, there was no reason to fight about it. It's like, hey, we don't agree.
I saw a lot of logic there, because if they had parents that terrible, that it would sort of seem like they would learn to get along.
Yeah, they were a team.
Yeah.
And I can see that.
Yeah, and I dug that. So later on, when they decide to steal the compressor, yes. Like, that whole sequence was goddamn hysterical. Well, why didn't you stop us? I didn't know what you were doing. Like, you could have told us it was under your compressor. I was trying to work out why you wanted a compressor. This is glorious. And like,
that was great.
And like, everybody being the straight man was fantastic.
That whole sequence was probably the funniest thing. As they're driving away, and that conversation they have as they're driving away was the best.
Literally, issue part two was they're trying to put it back in they're trying to make the excuse. We were just in town and we just stopped by.
Yeah, why are you in the back seat?
We were a little tired. We wanted to take a break.
The start to finish, that entire sequence was just fantastic. Like when they stop and they give each other the look, like, let's go steal this compressor. Like, it was
payback
such,
time.
Yeah, it was such this teenagers doing something stupid sequence. It was perfect.
Yep.
That was flawless.
And there was never an argument from the one brother. Hey, I'm a news guy. This could really
don't hit me in the face. I'm on TV.
Yeah.
that was funny. Oh.
There are lots of little moments in this movie, which when you sit back and think about them for a while, they get to be pretty hilarious. Although sometimes they don't generally jive right at the second. They do come into focus later.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I'm an Alexander Payne fan. He makes good movies. It's a shame you haven't seen more of them.
Well, maybe we should have an Alexander Payne film festival.
No, that's not.
I will say for the pacing problems I have with this movie, I enjoyed the experience of watching this one a whole lot more than I did Gravity. I will watch this again.
Why do you bring Gravity up?
Because it's the only other movie that we've really talked about getting into these Oscar movies.
Mm-hmm. Was this nominated for an Oscar?
Yes.
Yeah.
Several
Oscars.
Best Picture?
Yeah.
Yes.
Really?
Bullock. Yeah.
One.
No, not Gravity. Nebraska.
Yeah.
Nebraska. Oh, okay. Bruce Dern won Best Actor.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
And the mom was...
June Squibb was nominated
She was nominated as well.
For supporting actress.
For supporting.
Well, then. I did not know that. I learned something new today.
Yes, that's why we're doing all these Oscar nominees.
I did not realize
This part of the sequence.
Are you just double checking to make
maybe
sure that's
no.
true?
Maybe I'll go look at the list now so I don't seem like an idiot for the next couple
I will
weeks.
Say that the...
So for the next 2 weeks, we're doing American Hustle and Wolf of Wall Street.
Yes, I understand.
That both Oscar, spoiler, they were both nominated
Oscar
for Oscars.
Films. I will say, we got some Nebraska swag from... Sean got some from the theater, which the weirdest, like
that's
some of the weirdest...
Weird.
Yeah.
For swag.
I know. Sometimes we get really, really weird, like... So I have the hat that says
prize winner.
I have the prize winner hat.
That's awesome.
What the hell it is nominated? Jesus. Not that I didn't believe you guys.
I think it was well deserved. I really, really enjoyed this.
Yes, it picked up a bucket load of awards and nominations from just about everywhere.
It's pretty, I don't think it was my pick for Best Picture, but I think if I were to rank it would be up there. The ones that I've seen so far, so.
Well, one thing too is this ensemble cast that they had was pretty tight.
Yeah.
I mean, they nailed every character down pretty good. And they all worked believably.
I didn't know what to expect from Will Forte in this movie. And I really liked him as our gateway into this family, because he was the one that...
I heard you said gateway.
Well,
of course you did.
I'm like, I don't think he's gay.
Did they establish that?
Pretty sure he's not.
Oh, he was banging that one chick.
I know.
That was
the
weirdest.
So
I love that.
Back in?
No.
So that moment was so perfect, because when he opens the door and it's like, that's the ex-girlfriend, and it's like, oh, that so looks like an ex-girlfriend you would have living in Montana. It's just so perfect, because she just looked like a Montana girlfriend, you know? It's good stuff like that.
Yeah, but I didn't know what to expect from him, and I really liked him. in this role. He made it easy for me to be involved in this family because he was like so logical and he was trying to make so much sense with what was going on. And then he was just like, you know what? I'm just not going to be that asshole kid who's just going to ignore you and shove you back in the house. It's like, yeah, let's go do this.
Yeah.
I'm going to call into work. I'm going to call off work for a couple of days. Let's go do this.
Yeah. He was very,
I'm going to humor you because I just want to spend time with my dad. Even if you're crazy, even if you're an alcoholic, even if you're an asshole, I'm going to spend some time with you. And I like that. That was,
is that what you envision is going to happen to you in the next 5 years?
That Holden will be like, yeah, I was going to say, yeah.
I was supposed to spend time with you, even though you're
an asshole, an alcoholic, you and that damn fireball.
That has consumed your life.
Oh, no. Now, the one thing I didn't expect at the end was him to essentially throw in the towel, so to speak, and just give in to his dad's whim or fantasy that he wanted a truck. I mean, it's just...
He threw in the towel at every turn.
Well, no,
at
I think
every turn he threw in the towel.
It's really selfless, though. Like, I appreciate that he did it. I mean, I don't know that it would be necessarily the choice that I would make, but the fact that he made it, totally, I totally bought it.
Yeah, see, I didn't understand why the guy was so adamant on getting the money in the first place.
Yeah.
And actually, what he actually wanted was just a truck. Like, I mean, that's all you wanted out of the whole thing was a truck?
No, but that's not what he said. He said, that's what he said. I want to leave you.
Yeah, he wanted the truck so he could leave it behind as something... For his kids.
He wanted the money so he could leave it behind.
He wanted the money minus the truck and compressor costs.
Yeah. This is what I want for myself. I want a truck and I want the compressor. Everything else you kids can have. That's...
Because I
want
to leave you something.
Because I want to leave you something. I want to be a dad and do that one thing. Mm-hmm. I haven't done anything else. Let me do this one thing. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to accomplish. He was looking for some kind of...
Absolution.
Yeah. It was his way of paying penance. He's going to get $1 million... Spend 20,000-30,000 of it on himself, but everything else goes to the kids. That's what I got from that.
Yeah.
Well, you're right. He finally admits what he's trying to do. If he just told everybody in the first place, it would save a lot of trouble. But
well, I don't think I don't think that was the problem. Mm-hmm. I think the problem was you didn't win $1 million.
Right.
So I don't know his reasons for wanting $1 million would matter.
He was living on just one last hope. I mean, this guy is a pretty hopeless character. I mean, he's got nothing really to look forward to. I mean, he's pretty much...
Does anybody?
Well, no. He's really... This is a guy who's really just shit his life to pieces.
He seems pretty happy to me.
No, he wasn't. No,
he seemed pretty miserable.
He's pretty miserable.
He seemed pretty drunk.
Well, that's just it. He's sitting there self-medicating himself into just numbness.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't want to face up the fact that he's been a total fuck-up all his life.
Well, yeah, but at the same time...
He was totally tagging a bunch of chicks around town, so I'm pretty sure he was winning.
Yeah.
Yeah, when he was in his, like, teens.
Listen, you hang your hat on your accomplishments and your teens for the rest of your life.
Yeah, and I'm gonna take issue with you saying that you didn't see why he did that, why he played along with that fantasy. He did it at every turn. Mm-hmm. He went along on the trip in the first place. Mm-hmm. Dad, you're not supposed to be drinking. Well, have a beer with me. No, I don't do that anymore. Why? Well, all right, give me a beer.
Yeah,
you know, it just
why? Every turn, he's like, well, it wasn't helping. Oh, well, you're so well off now that you've stopped drinking. Yeah, it's real hard to argue with your logic.
So at every turn, he went along with Dad's wishes. He just wanted to make his dad happy, and he wanted to spend time with him. And I think he felt that if he was going to argue with him, Dad was just going to push him to the side.
Hey, well, he would just
move along.
Clam up again.
Well, he was going to do what he's going to do.
Right. He was going to destroy himself doing it. So he figures, well, you know, I'll spare everybody the pain and just give in to this thing.
I'll help you find your teeth at the tracks.
Those aren't my teeth.
Those aren't your teeth. Oh, yeah, they're your teeth. Oh, these aren't my teeth.
These are my teeth.
Of course they're my teeth. Whose teeth would they be?
That was pretty great.
That was fantastic. I could watch probably about 3 hours of just that joke done in different situations.
I really did like the relationship between Bruce Stern and Will Forte.
Yeah, it was good.
It was good. It was at times it was antagonistic, but it always felt very honest.
It was internally antagonistic.
Yeah.
Anytime there was any sort of external whatever, it was not antagonistic.
It tightened up.
Yeah.
I do appreciate that he used comedic actors. I always really appreciate when people do that. Like, who else is?
Will Ferrell, Stranger Than Fiction, and Everything Must Go. Both of those are fantastic.
Right. Well, I was going to say.
I can't stand him in most of his comedies.
Soderbergh does that. Or he will cast comedians and comedic actors in very serious roles.
They did that in Damages. Like, you would see the TV show Damages. There were people that was like, what's his name, who used to play Clinton on SNL?
Daryl Hammond?
Yes. He played a hitman. It's like, what?
What?
And he was a cold-blooded, just son of a bitch of a hitman. Because it was like, I'm watching this going, looks like Daryl Hammond. And he's just completely straight, just completely fierce. And it was like, no, is that Daryl Hammond? Sure enough. Nice. And they did Martin Short as a serious attorney. Like all these characters these actors that you never see do anything serious.
Mm-hmm.
Like even when they're in other movies, the characters are just ridiculous. And they were playing very serious straight roles.
Hannibal did playing that against, playing against type is always a good challenge for an actor.
What the shit, Tony? What's that guy's name?
Ted Danson played just a bastard in the show.
Hannibal with a transvestite comedian.
Eddie Izzard?
Yeah. Yeah, he plays a serial killer on that, like a straight...
Really?
Not like the straight man serial killer. He's really good.
I can't watch
I've seen show. You in drag doing stand-up. This is bizarre.
I can't watch Hannibal.
Tony, he's coming here, by the way.
Eddie Izzard is?
Yeah, cool. June. We're going to see it for our anniversary.
Nice.
It'll be sweet. Also, goddamn Trivia Nights this weekend, and Amy Schumer is here, and I'm going to see her, too, but I can't. So we're going to the Trivia Night.
I don't know who that is.
He's a show on Comedy Central.
Okay. Do you know who Amy Schumer is? Yeah.
She's really hot.
I would say she's funny, but...
I will take your word for it.
What do I know?
I find funny women really hot. Like Tina Fey is like
we've had this conversation
five.
Many times.
Yeah.
And Tina Fey just keeps getting better looking.
Yeah, she does. Yeah, she does. It's because she keeps getting funnier.
Well, I think we've covered the distance on Nebraska.
Yeah, I got nothing else.
From Montana to Lincoln.
Naked and Afraid.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely the best of the Will Forte oeuvre.
I haven't seen him in anything.
Well, he's not been in very many things, but he was in MacGruber.
He was in MacGruber. Do you know he invited his mom to
Dynamite set picture
for the day that they shot the naked scene with the celery in the ass?
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
That's fantastic.
things we do for the
that
art.
That skit was terrible on SNL.
Yeah.
The movie was actually
the movie
pretty
was
funny.
Great. That movie
I was like,
so
I avoided
good.
That movie for a long time because I just could not, I didn't like the skit,
mm-hmm.
But it was like on one of the movie channels. It's like, all right, it's 2 a.m. or it's like 1:15 a.m. and it's on. I'm going to watch it. God damn it. I was up till 3 watching that
not
stupid
what you expected.
Movie.
Yep.
So I was totally expecting, I'm going to turn this off at 15 minutes and play some Xbox. Nope.
Hey,
will you watch True Detective, Tony?
I will eventually.
Oh yeah, have you started yet?
I watched half of one episode, but I have had no time.
Don't talk about it, Tony.
Yeah, I want to talk about the final episode, but we can't. So I want to talk about it.
Maybe
it's so good. I actually am kind of thinking about if it's really really slow and I don't have a lot to do, I might just rewatch it again just because.
Maybe we'll do that as a episode.
We should do that as an episode.
Yeah, we should,
Tony. We should do that as an episode. It's 8 episodes.
All it's right. Like a really long movie. It's like a really long movie.
Well, we've got...
Only
it wraps
really
up
short.
At
we've
the
got
end.
The next two, we got the next 2 weeks taken care of. Let's go ahead and...
Pencil that in. Ooh, Luke might even come out.
There you go.
Tease him with that on Saturday. Damn it, Tony. There was something else. Shit. Let's go on. Hey, do you watch Bones?
No.
I'm having this philosophical issue with Bones. I can't tell if they use David Boreanaz as a parody of something or not. Like, I'm fairly certain that the show has a like pretty substantial political agenda, but I don't know
really?
What it is. Yeah, like I don't
political agenda.
It has a substantial political agenda.
Just the previews of it when it first came on just did not look at all interesting to me.
Yeah,
and so I just never got
it's
involved.
It's gotten weird, and I can't like I don't. Seems really inconsistent in what that agenda is. which is confusing to me because
on network television, never.
Oh, so did you watch How I Met Your Mother?
No, I'm not current on the season because like the first half of the season was really slow.
Spoiler: it stayed that way.
Did it? Once they had one Packers joke, and I was like, oh, that's funny. And then I stopped watching it. I'm like, I'll just watch it all at the end.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize that the last episode was so close. Otherwise, I would have caught up, so I could have not avoid the spoilers. But now I have to watch the full.
But there's season no, to get there's the end. There's really there's one spoiler, and
I don't want to hear my.
I'm not. I didn't say anything.
So I gotta finish watching it.
There's one spoiler that ends up not being a spoiler, and then there's a second spoiler that you figure out about halfway through the last episode, which is an hour long. At least I did.
Cody Smulders get naked?
Sure.
On CBS? Yeah, yep. Bush.
Full frontal.
You see full frontal.
Big old 70s Bush.
Yeah.
I didn't even see the show, and I know that.
It was on other channels. It was so full.
Oh, God.
It took up half of NBC and ABC.
Fox, yeah. What is all of that fuzziness? Why is there so much fuzziness on the screen?
Brillowing the show?
You guys are aware she's married to Taron Killam. Right?
I am, in fact.
Yeah. I don't know who that is.
On SNL.
He's on SNL.
Oh, that guy. Yeah.
Yeah. He locked that down.
Yeah.
Like,
he knows what's up.
Yeah, I want to know his secret.
It's funny.
That's not really working for me, Tony.
Maybe it works for her.
Maybe. I feel like she needs a little more than just being funny.
She needs more cheeseburgers. She looked better the first couple seasons of that show. Then she got like really skinny.
I can't tell the difference in her weight.
She's also Canadian. I think that may be it. Something about Canadian girls. I'm just going to go ahead and make a blanket statement. They're
exotic.
Third world.
Better adjusted.
Third world is the word you're looking for.
Third world.
It's the way they say a boot.
Yeah.
Last night. It's not fun eating cheeseburgers all day when healthcare is free. Go get medical attention. There's some challenge in that.
Well, I think we've pretty much this up to death now.
Yep. All right. Next week, we will have an update. Yeah, and we'll also have an update on how Trivia Night went.
I'm hoping for embarrassing.
I don't think the pyramid's going to be quite as epic this year.
Well, no, I got to supply my own cans.
So yeah.
Hopefully we'll not be almost tossed out like we were last time.
What? We were not almost tossed out.
We won last year.
I know, and everybody complained that we won.
Because we were kind of assholes about it.
Oh, that's why we were almost tossed out.
Hey.
We're very poor winners.
Hey, we just want to be announced as the winners. Well, we already gave that prize to the other team.
Oh, I don't want the prize.
We don't care. We just want to make sure that it's announced that we actually won.
Nice.
Because we did. It happened. There's a lot of pressure on you.
On me?
Well, yeah. You're the noob.
Oh, all right.
You're replacing both Daryl and Paul.
Oh, no. That was Deuce. It was Deuce and your brother.
Mm-hmm.
Was it?
Yes.
I thought Paul was he was at one of them. He was the last one.
No, he was the year before.
Was it? Oh, okay.
He was the
yeah. That's right.
We made the Mario Castle out of beer cans.
That's right. You're right.
And then the year before that, I made the Twin Towers out of beer cans.
So I sort of feel like I should bring beer cans now that I.
This is a
there's
new
precedent,
place.
Maybe.
This is a new place. I don't know.
So we could start a new tradition.
Well,
there was the Beeriseum.
That we didn't make that though. People behind us made it, yeah. And then it was like, oh well.
Then there was the pyramid.
A dude is a huge dude next to you. It's like, oh, great.
There was the pyramid, the Beeriseum, the Mario Castle. The Mario Castle was pretty great.
It was pretty good. Twin Towers.
Twin Towers.
Oh, man.
Yep. We've had some pretty epic beer can constructed architecture.
People come just to see it.
They should. Oh, we need to. This deserves a website, a blog.
I can't imagine there wasn't already one for
Beermid.
Trivia beer architecture.
I think if it's not, we need to start it.
I don't want any more domains.
Tumblr page.
I know.
You know what's really annoying to me? I get like 20 domain renewal emails a year.
I know.
You've renewed this domain for... I've never used this domain. I'm never going to use this domain. there's $10 I'm bringing it back times 20.
Yep.
So then why do you have them?
Laziness.
They sounded like really good ideas at the time.
Because you never know when you're going to need it.
When I have
a million dollar great idea. I've got a great idea for a blog that I'm never going to do anything with, and I already have the domain name.
Mm-hmm.
It's fantastic. Yeah. Douche punch. You can just picture it. There's
no I know, question. And that's the problem. Yeah, I can picture it.
It's just there. It's just there. It's right in front of you. You get that name, and it's like, I know everything I'm ever going to know about this, period. And it's just, I can't come up with a new comment. No.
It could be anything.
It could be anything.
It could be anything.
But you know exactly what it is. And then, therefore, I can't do anything unexpected with it.
Handmade scarves? I don't know. I'm sure you could figure something out.
Justice League of Podcasters.
Justice League of
Laser Airship Dino Shark. These sound like random things I'm spitting out. These
My domains are not
actual
bad.
Domain names.
I'm just wondering the compulsion if you're not going to put anything up.
Listen,
on
I them. Like having things.
Lightsabersaurus.
Yeah, that seems apparent. Yeah,
got
yeah.
Lightsabersaurus.
You know those people who buy stars? This is kind of like that, only slightly more useful. Because I could use them.
Because every once in a while, I'll drop one of these URLs into a conversation on Twitter. And the brilliant thing is they all bounce us back to backseat producers. BetterInTheBack.com. I got that.
BetterInTheBack.xxx.
Tried? That shit costs $100 a year. I am not doing that. Wow. The .xxx domains cost $100 a year.
Do they really?
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, because I was going to get backseatproducers.xxx. Just
why not?
Why not? Because, yeah, God damn it, a porn company should be using that name.
And
they would totally buy that.
Yeah.
So,
Tony, this is how we're going to fund
Punch-Out Movie. We're going to sell backseatproducers.com.
We should just become amateur pornographers.
Yes.
Why have we not thought of this yet?
I don't know.
We can turn St. Louis into the new amateur pornography hub of the world.
Believe me. We can combine movie reviews with Naked and Afraid.
I have done.
In fact, Naked and Afraid movie reviews.
Yeah, lots of sack. That's the attraction. Tons of sack.
That's what everybody wants.
Never ending sack.
Listen, if you polled people, lots of sack is number one request.
We do movie reviews naked, which is boxes of popcorn.
Lots of sack, too.
Yeah, strapped on like a feed bag. Yeah.
I'm not signing up for that. I'm not gonna.
If it existed, you'd think
you
about
would
it.
Watch it. You would watch it.
No.
I'd watch it.
I sort of feel like if I want
to... See, the beautiful thing is, as long as we just do that, we could even put that shit on YouTube.
What is the business model here? Like,
making
that's what
money.
I'm trying to figure.
Step one.
I feel like a lot of this is step three profit.
Step
I feel like that's two. Exactly what's going on
movie
here.
Reviews. Step one, put your junk in the popcorn tub.
Step two, get drunk and talk about movies. Well, step four, profit.
Yeah, there's a step three. That's weird.
Step three, marketing. Marketing.
Right, marketing. Yeah. Right sizing.
Yeah.
Targeted internet ads.
This is just pregnant with opportunities. We could also, that's what we could wear for like when we perform as the band. Like it's a whole cross genre, like creative experience.
It's a cross functional creative experience.
Somebody
that
needs
enhances,
to grab
enhances
the domain popcorn box junk.
Popcorn junk box.
It's truly the functional daydream.
It is the functional daydream.
Damn.
Cream sleeve in the functional daydream.
What was that? What was the Christian one?
I don't remember.
But it was good. Damn it.
Everything about that makes me a little worried.
We were playing with a band generator, like band name generator.
Right.
And there was one that was really good.
Still amazing that Cream Sleeve in the functional daydream was one of the band names that came up. Because Jesus Christ, that was awesome.
There's your Christian band right there.
Jesus Christ, that was awesome.
Yeah. All right, well, I got nothing else.
Yep, we're out.
Finished.
right. See you next time.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Tony, I watched like 2.5 seasons of Archer.
And you're still sane?
Have you watched this season yet?
Oh, I have to steal it because it's not on Netflix.
So it's called, they're referring to this season as Archer Vice, like Miami Vice. ISIS has been shut down. All they have is 200 to 2,000 kilos of cocaine. So Pam keeps eating it. She has gotten, like, she's lost an incredible amount of weight, but her tits are just as big as ever. And every time you turn around, it's just like, why is she eating that? How is she staying so skinny? It's made out of cocaine. Everything she eats is made out of cocaine.
Man,
what's her name? The other chick?
Cheryl.
Cheryl is becoming a country singer. They actually brought in Kenny Loggins for an episode.
That's good.
And Archer is trying to sell drugs. Scientists trying to sell cocaine to Colombia.
Yeah, they're trying to sell the cocaine to make enough money to get ISIS started back up. That's their business model right now.
That's fantastic. The episode where he wakes up as Bob from Bob's Burgers was stellar. That was delicious in so many ways.
I like what they've done this season. Because I was kind of out. I was like, I want to watch a couple episodes this season just to see. And it was like, I'm back in. Like, this whole idea that they're displaced and everything is around cocaine. It's like, we just murdered Colombian drug lords and have a plane full of cocaine. It's like, where will we land it? We're flying back into the U.S. and we're running out of fuel.
Damn it, Tony. I have to download it.
You're welcome.
You're upset because you have to consume some more entertainment.
Yeah, but I got a good stretch coming up because Melina's going out of town for a little bit.